You can download our program segments and take them along with you.
Don't leave home without them.
It's Artie on the go.
Do you like good music? That sweet soul music. Just hold it this sweet. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We are here on the floor, y'all. I'm going to a go. Dancing with the music. Oh, yeah.
May of 67, Bob Dylan's 1965 UK tour is released as the film Don't Look Back. The Rolling Stones' Keith Richards, Brian Jones, and Mick Jagger are all arrested on drug charges. Elvis marries Priscilla in Las Vegas, and Pink Floyd stages the first concert with quadraphonic sound. The Time Warp.
Spring in the air,
filled with love.
There's magic everywhere.
Just like the 4th of July.
May 67, sports Mickey Mantle hammers in his 500th home run. Bobby Ussery riding proud clarion wins the Kentucky Derby, while Bill Shoemaker aboard Damascus takes the Preakness, and Maureen Wilton runs a female world record marathon.
John and Mitchie were getting kind of itchy just to leave the folk music behind. Saul and Denny working for a penny, trying to get a fish on the line.
In a coffee house, Sebastian sat, and after every number, they passed the hat.
McGuinn and McGuire's just a-getting higher in L.A., you know where that's at.
And no one's getting fat except Mama Cass.
Saul is a Denny, you know.
Still getting higher in L.A., you know where that's at.
And no one's getting fat except Mama Cass.
When Cass was a sophomore, planned to go to Swarthmore, but she changed her mind one day.
Standing on the turnpike, thumb out the hitchhike, take her to New York right away.
When Denny met Cass, he gave a love bomb.
McGuire couldn't get no higher, but that's what they were aiming at.
And no one's getting fat except Mama Cass.
Mugwumps, high jumps, low slumps, big bumps, don't you work as hard as you play.
Make up, break up, everything is shake up.
Guess it had to be that way.
Sebastian and Zoll form a spoonful.
Just a catching fire in L.A., you know where that's at.
And everybody's getting fat except Mama Cass.
Oh.
Disgusted, agents can't be trusted, and then she wants to go to the sea.
Cass can't make it, she says we'll have to fake it.
We knew she'd come eventually.
Greasing on American Express cars
and slow rent,
but keeping out the heat spot.
Duffy's good vibrations and our imaginations
can't go on indefinitely.
And California dreaming is becoming a reality.
Darling,
never let me go.
Darling and is not the way I want it to be. But if you must pretend,
have to pretend,
that's all right with me. Close your eyes. Take a deep breath.
Open your heart.
And whisper,
I love you.
Tell me you love me.
Please,
darling, tell me you love me.
You love me. I love you, darling, with all my heart and soul.
In May 67, Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, a regional show, goes nationwide on NET, National Educational Television. It will eventually garner 4 Emmys. From 1997, here's Fred Rogers as he is presented with a Lifetime Achievement Award. And even then, he doesn't talk about himself, but instead about the importance of others. And while many in the meeting hall believe at first that Mr. Rogers is kidding when he says he'll pause for 10 seconds so that the audience can remember those who have made a difference in their lives, the YouTube video reveals many scores of moistened eyes among those in attendance as Mr. Rogers evokes deeply moving emotions. Listen.
For giving generation upon generation of children confidence in themselves, for being their friend, for telling them again and again and again that they are special and that they have worth. It is my honor, on behalf of everyone here and on behalf of the millions of children whose mornings you have brightened with your kindness, to present you with this Lifetime Achievement Award.
Oh, it's a beautiful night in this neighborhood. So many people have helped me to come to this night. Some of you are here, some are far away, some are even in heaven. All of us have special ones who have loved us into being. Would you just take, along with me, 10 seconds to think of the people who have helped you become who you are. Those who have cared about you and wanted what was best for you in life. 10 seconds of silence. I'll watch the time. Whomever you've been thinking about, how pleased they must be to know the difference you feel they've made. You know, they're the kind of people television does well to offer our world. Special thanks to my family and friends and to my co-workers in public broadcasting, family communications, and this academy for encouraging me, allowing me all these years to be your neighbor. May God be with you. Thank you very much.
Artie's Time Warp, pop music with a twist of history.
Walking in the sunshine, sang a little sunshine song. Put a smile upon your face as if there's nothing wrong. Think about the good time had a long time ago. Think about forgetting about your worries and your woes. Walking in the sunshine, sing a little sunshine song. La 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 dee-o. Whether the weather be rain or snow, pretending can make it real. A snowy
pasture, a green and grassy field, walking in the sunshine, sang a little sunshine song. Put a smile upon your face as if there's nothing wrong. Think about a good time had a long time ago. Think about forgetting about your worries and your woes. Walking in the sunshine, sing a little sunshine song. A snowy pasture, a green and grassy field. Walking in the sunshine, sing a little sunshine song. Put a smile upon your face as if there's nothing wrong. Think about a good time had a long time ago. Think about forgetting about your worries and your woes. Walking in the sunshine, sing a little sunshine song. Walking in the sunshine, singing a sunshine song.
Artie's Time Warp, the soundtrack of your life.
The folk rock band Fairport Convention plays their debut gig in London, and Capitol Records pulls the plug on the Beach Boys' Mysterious Smile project after Brian Wilson, who has taken more than a year to compose and produce the album, can't bring himself to finish it.
May 1967.
I was born in a city that they call the Windy City. They call it the Windy City because of the Hawk. The Hawk, the almighty Hawk, Mr. Wind, takes care of plenty of business around winter time. The place that I lived in was on a street that happened to be one of the dead-end streets, where there was nothing to block the wind, the elements. Nothing to buffer them for me, to keep them from knocking my bed down, Jim. I mean, really sucking and thumbing. When the boiler would bust and the heat was gone, Jim, I had to get fully dressed before I could go to bed. Of course, I couldn't put on my goulashes because they had buckles on them, and my folks didn't play that. They said, don't you tear my bed clothes with some goulashes on. But I was fortunate. As soon as I was big enough to get a job and save enough money, get a ticket, catch anything, I split. I said, one day I'm gonna return, and I'm gonna straighten it all out. And I'm about ready to go back now. So I thought I'd tell you about it. They say this is a big rich town, but I live in the poorest part. I know I'm on a dead end street in a city without a heart. I learned to fight before I was six. The only way I could get along. When you're raised on a dead end street, you gotta be tough and strong. Now all the guys I know getting in trouble, that's how it's always been. When the odds are all against you, how can you win? Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm gonna push my way out of here, even though I can't say when. But I'm gonna get off of this dead end street, and I ain't never gonna come back again. Never. No, no, no. I'm gonna push my way out of here, even though I can't say when. Well, I'm gonna get off of this dead end street, and I ain't gonna never come back again. No, no, no. I ain't gonna come back to this dead end street no more. No, 'cause I'm gonna get me a job. I'm gonna save my dough. Get away from here. I ain't gonna come back no more. I'm tired of a dead end street. I wanna get out in the world and learn something. Tired of breaking my back. I wanna start using my mind.
When you've heard Lou, you've heard it all, as they say. Although you haven't heard all 40 songs yet from May of 1967, but you will as you stay tuned.
Artie's Time Warp, for the love of music.